Well, hello, everybody. So, just to let you guys know, if you guys pray for God to use you more and everything, careful, Joe may ask you to do this. So. But be obedient if you're praying those prayers when you're asked to do things. So when I was asked to do this, I thought about it, and I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I'm going to open the Bible and, you know, read a Bible story. It's like, God, what do you want me to speak about? And the word that came to my mind was time. And time is an irreversible progression of our changing existence from the past through the present and into the future. What that means, it goes forward, it does not go backwards. So our time started in Genesis 1 when God created the heavens and the earth and everything upon it. So we can think of this, or how I think of it is that when God created us, when we were born, we had a timer set, a stopwatch set. One day, the timer's going to go off, stopwatch is going to be clicked. That'll be it for us, you know, here on this earth. So the question is, what are you doing with your time? You know, that's something I've often thought about, you know, what are we doing? So in James 4, 13 through 17, it says, now listen, who you say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? Do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this and do that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows what is good, they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin to them. So again, the question is, what are we doing with our time? As a church, as individuals, you know, are we doing what we know to be good? As a part of the body, you know, are we functioning properly? You know, there's many parts of this body that makes it up. From our pastor, you know, who is the shepherd, you know, it is, and we're his flock. And it's his job, his role, to, you know, pour his time, not just upon, you know, us in here and others, but when he pours that upon us, we need to take what is given and dive deep and learn. That way we may be able to spread that to others, you know. But so another question is, you know, with that, are you going out? Are you talking to people about Jesus and his love for them? Are you using your time that is given in a manner that is pleasing to God? Or are we just filling the seats of this church and the church down the road every Sunday? Because I used to be somebody that just came to fill that seat. You know, I thought that was good enough. You know, and when Joe asked me to, you know, speak tonight, I got to thinking, those of you who don't know, don't even say, yesterday was my birthday. So, well, that got me to thinking about my time, you know, 36 years on this earth. When I was 9 years old is when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. What did I do from that time, though, till the last few years? Not what I should have been doing. And most of us can probably say that, you know, we've done that. You know, I wasn't living for God. I knew he was there. I knew he loved me and wanted me to do what was right, you know. But, you know, as a kid and as a teen, you know, I wasn't influenced, you know, the way I should have been. You know, I had the opportunity to go to church whenever I wanted, as long as, you know, I got in the car with my grandparents and went, you know, but they didn't force me. I wish they would have a little bit more, but they didn't. But that was, you know, I was old enough to make that decision, you know, to go or not. So, in doing so, I wasted a lot of my time. And I could sit around and dwell in the past, which we're not supposed to do that. So we can start now moving forward. So, another question, I had for myself, moving forward is, what was in the way of me using my time properly? A lot of people have many different things that get in the way. One of them, is greed. In Luke 12:15, Jesus says, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions. And we spend, myself, there for a long time, I wanted what was I thought was best for my children, my family. I spent my time chasing money, chasing the abundance of things that I didn't have to try to give to them, which was not good for me. And I'm not saying that money's bad, because it's not, as long as, if you have it, be generous, to others. And then if you are, fortunate like me, I have a job. I don't make the best money, but that's fine. But I use that time working to help others, to ministry to others, which I don't know if there's anybody in here tonight who's been a church shit session at the shop, but it gets good sometimes. I speak better there than I do here in front of y'all. We'll just say that. So, but that's my place. So, but that's one way, we can use that, to our advantage. If we're having to work for money and the things that we need, use it to glorify God and all that we do. So, and another aspect that gets in our way of our time and everything is pride. And that's a big one, especially for men. I know that because there's a big problem with me several years ago. Well, up until 2 or 3 years ago, pride was a big issue with me. I let things get in the way. But in Romans 12:3-8, it says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do you think of yourself more highly than you ought? I used to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, though many from one body, each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. Hold on a second. I lost my spot. I'm sorry, people. But if it is serving, then serve. If it's teaching, teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And so we don't need to waste our time because we're too good to serve in certain places, no matter what it may be, or too prideful to accept the blessings from others, even if you don't really need or you're not in need. Because sometimes when you may not be in need, but somebody feels God telling them, do this, well, if you stop them, what are you doing for their blessing? Possibly, I don't know, but, and I've been that guy before. And like I said, I myself used to let pride get in my way. I didn't want people to know that I was struggling, whether it was financially or, mentally or whatever it may be. Then how did God deal with that, and not only that, whenever I let, the pride get in my way, whenever we were struggling, it affected my family too. But so how did he deal with me on this? I was put in a season where I had no other choice but to accept the blessings given. You know, there's that story, I know every one of you has probably heard it, about the man in the water who's stranded. You know, he prays for help. God sends a boat. He turns it away, said, no, God's going to help me. Happens two or three more times, dies. He goes to heaven, you know, he's mad. He's like, God, why didn't you save me? God's like, you idiot, you know, I sent three people to help you. Well, I've noticed we're bad about doing that ourselves. We pray for help, but we don't want people to know that we need help. God sends those people to help us, and then we're like, oh, no, we're all good. God's got it, you know. I mean, so we need to apply that to our situations, you know, in everyday life. You know, as I'm here where I'm at now because I let my pride go and I started giving God my time. You know, a few years ago when we started coming here, I would come on Sunday mornings only. And I remember it was in between Sunday services, and nobody pressured me to start coming Sunday nights or Wednesdays. You know, Joe would make his normal Joe comments, you know, hey, you know, let me see you guys, you know, this and that, but nobody pressured me. Well, I was at home, I had so much to do, and then I've got so much to do, no time to do none of it type of person. Well, Christina and the kids, they had left to come to church, and one of the first times I vividly heard God tell me, you know, give me your time, I'll provide yours. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry that, yeah, every time I think of that, but anyways, I loaded up, and unless I've been sick or something coming, you know, I've been here when the doors are open. You know, trying to be obedient. So what did I do with it? And what am I doing with that now? And what we all should, you know, God told me that so I would grow, you know, grow in Him. And then along with growing in God is being obedient and saying yes to whenever He wants you to do something, even if you don't want to do it. There's a lot of things I really did not want to come up here, but I was asked. So I was like, okay. It's like, we'll do it. You know, we say yes to serving, you know, in different areas, and maybe not even within these walls, you know, just doing what God asks us to do, you know, inside and outside the walls of this church, you know, and this is how we grow, and we're able to use our time helping others to grow, and we need to use our time to, and this is something, you know, God put upon me, and I've seen it, and it's not anything terrible, but it's something we can fix, and it's not just within this church necessarily, but it's within all the churches I've been to and seen, and even out in public. But there's a gap that we have between these young people and our older generation. The new generation coming up, you know, they need some more guidance. In Proverbs 11:14, you know, for the lack of guidance a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. You know, if you look at the way our nation and the state is in right now, you know, it's because, you know, I'm not blaming you, Charles, or anybody like that, but as a whole, you know, there's been failures in certain areas, you know, and as I remember when I was young, you know, real young in the church, you know, I would have, you know, the older guys approach me, or the women, you know, and give me spiritual advice, and I was approached, you know, a few times by some of the youth, you know, saying, you know, hey, how do we go about seeking, you know, this wisdom from this generation of people? You know, I was like, you have to go talk to them. Well, something I've noticed, you know, is they're scared, you know. And I don't know if some of y'all are scared of them or what's going on, but, and trust me, I get it. Some of them can be, you know, little punk kids. I get it. But if we don't have that gap filled and they don't have that wisdom, you know, and it's just coming from us, you know, they're losing a lot out there. And something I was completely against until the other day, and it really changed my mind. And this goes into, you know, yeah, some of the things you guys do is dumb. And I don't, I don't necessarily agree with some of the old ways either. We're kind of in this middle area where we can take and give or whatever. But, you know, I laughed hysterically when TikTok got banned, okay? I'm going to say it. I didn't care about it. But then I watched Caleb's video. They use that as a platform to reach each other and reach others, you know. And once I seen that, you know, it's like, that makes sense, you know. I don't agree with some of the old ways of reaching people. They don't agree with some of the new ways. But if you take and mesh them together, use the best of both worlds, you know, we can start reaching people young, old, in between, and stuff like that. You know, so I don't know. Caleb's not here, is he? Oh, thank you for changing my view on that. But so how should we use the time that God gives us? You know, that's kind of goes back to the other question, you know, what are we doing? But how do we use it? You know, prayer, worship, and obedience. You know, in Colossians 4:2-6, you know, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that way that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I'm in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, I am so thankful that we're bringing our prayer groups back. You know, I was a part of that. Absolutely loved it. It changed so much for me. And just, which I know we can go home, we can pray, you know, by ourselves in this, but praying in that group, you know, three or four people, you know, it made a huge difference in my life just this last year. You know, it helped me draw closer, pull in and listen to God. You know, and I might come in tired, wanting to pass out on Thursday morning, but, and I may not have nothing to say that whole prayer, but it gave me time to listen, because a lot of us will pray and pray and pray our hearts out, but we don't shut up. We don't listen, you know. And not only that, you know, our time of worship, you know, I think sometimes, you know, we come in and, oh, it's just, we're going to sit here and listen to, you know, some singing or whatever, but we need to, you know, that's our time to get one-on-one with God, you know, again, like in prayer or whatever, but, and to actually worship him. And then it doesn't just stop right there when the singing stops. You know, I've found a form of worship for me, you know, is every morning on my way to work, you know, I look out across the beautiful views and thank him for the trees and, you know, what I get to take in, you know. But, and then along with that goes into being obedient to, you know, reading your Bible, you know, talking to one another about, you know, about everything. As like it says, you know, we need to be wise in the way we act towards outsiders and make the most of every opportunity. If we don't know what we're talking about, how are we going to disciple anybody? How are we going to give something? You know, if you don't know, God can't use you. You know, several years ago, you know, I knew a handful of things from the Bible. God would use me for those few things. And then, you know, I kind of kept wondering, you know, why is it always the same thing, you know, over and over? Well, I realized that was my fault because I wasn't, you know, being devoted and reading like I should. And guess what? Once I gained more knowledge, more wisdom from talking to people, this and that, here come the floodgates. You know, it would open up, and I was able to reach people on a different level because I devoted my time and obedience to, you know, getting in the Word and in prayer. But again, and I'll be like, kind of like Joe is, we're starting prayer again this next week. You guys should, you know, whoever doesn't come needs to come once or twice, you know, as I can tell you how much it helped me again. And then something else, you know, if you're asked or feel led to, you know, serve somewhere, you know, say yes, do it. Even if it's not, you know, dedicated, you know, or whatever, you know, that's how we get to know one another. And this kind of ties into what he talked about this morning. And I told Christine, I was like, he's stealing my stuff, you know. You know, I guess it's God's stuff, so it needs to be repeated, I guess, you know. You know, that'll help fill that gap, you know, that I've seen and, you know, that I've felt and everything, you know. And I get that, you know, some people can't, you know, stand up long or this or that. But, you know, like on Wednesdays and stuff, you know, you got, just come and sit and talk to, you know, a kid. You know, you can kind of look at some of them and see they're going through stuff, you know. And I think it'd be very helpful to kind of break that ice, because I know Tracy's, you know, she's like, I want to talk to so-and-so, but I don't know, and I'm scared, you know. Well, what did I tell you? You go break the ice. Go talk to him, because I'm sure that lady you was talking about is just as crazy as you. But, yeah. So I guess I'll get right in here. So back to the first question, you know, how are you using your time? Do you need to make changes with how you're using your time? Do you need God to help you and to guide you? Or, you know, are you letting your flesh, your desires, your greed, your pride, maybe bitterness or unforgiveness devour your time? You know, and if any of that, you know, applies to us, then, you know, we need to come right here and deal with it. Because that's the only way we're going to deal with it is up here. So that's all I got. So.
I just think we need to take some time and come around this altar. You know, he said, how are we using our time? So let's use that time that we have, and let's come around this altar, and let's seek God for a little bit. Let's talk to him.